Hello, I hope you're having a great summer and you're getting ready for school. This is Miss Erin talking. I'm just going to read you a little story to get you used to my voice and to welcome you to the Learning Academy, which starts this fall. We start school on September 5th, and I can't wait to see what your backpack looks like and to see what you bring for snack and to see all you play with all your friends and have fun. So one of my favorite stories ever and a good song to sing is called Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and that's the book that I sent you as a gift. So you can read it, and I hope you and whoever you read it with make the really funny animal noises like I'm about to. And the nice thing is the repetition is so good for your brain and making all those neural connections. And then when you come to school, you'll know this song already. And I have a couple very silly ways to sing it when we're at school. Okay, so the cover says, Old MacDonald had a farm. And you can see the farmer on the cover. He looks a little, I don't know, does he look nervous? Or does he look like, whoa, he's weighing over his head because these animals are all a little silly. And I'm looking at the animals and they're all sort of smiling and making their noises. So he may just be a little bit overwhelmed. I can't wait to open the book and find out what's going to happen. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had some chicks. E-I-E-I-O. With a chick-chick here and a chick-chick there. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick-chick. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. I'm turning the page. Can you turn your page? And now he has what animal? Horses. All right, here we go. And on that farm, he had some horses. E-I-E-I-O. With a neigh, neigh here and a neigh, neigh there. Here a neigh, there a neigh, everywhere a neigh, neigh. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And the next page, what animal are those? They say, gobble, gobble. Do you know what they're called? That's right, a turkey. And on the farm he had some turkeys, E-I-E-I-O. With a gobble gobble here and a gobble gobble there. Here a gobble, there a gobble, everywhere a gobble gobble. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. All right, turn the page. Who's on the next page? Those big pink animals with curly tails, really loud. Tell whoever's reading you the book what those animals are called. Right, pigs. Get ready. I hope you have a good oink noise. And on that farm, he had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O. With an oink oink here and an oink oink there. Here an oink, there an oink, everywhere an oink oink. Turn the page. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And what do you notice that one of the cows is doing to the farmer's face? It's so silly. Is he giving or she giving the farmer a kiss? Yes. And on that farm he had some donkeys. E-I-E-I-O. Hee-haw, says donkeys. With a hee-haw here and a hee-haw there. There a haw, everywhere a hee-haw. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some sheep. E-I-E-I-O. Oh my goodness. Where are they coming? They're coming into the house with a ba-ba here and a ba-ba there. Here ba, there ba, everywhere ba-ba. With a hee-haw here and a hee-haw there. Here a hee, there a haw, everywhere a hee-haw. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo. Uh-oh, what are you noticing on these pages? Are the animals where they're supposed to be? Turn the page and see what the silly pigs are doing. With a here and a there, here, there, everywhere with a gobble gobble here and a gobble gobble there, here a gobble, there a gobble, everywhere a gobble gobble. What are the turkeys doing? Oh my goodness, this house is getting out of control. With a nay nay here and a nay nay there, here a nay, there a nay, everywhere a nay nay. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there, here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh my goodness, look at that picture. Who is the only person that's still awake? Tell the person that's reading you this book why you think the farmer is still awake. And on the back page is the song with all the notes. Boys and girls, some fun things to do are to predict what animal is coming next. So before you turn the page, and after you read it a few times, it's really fun because then you know which one's coming next. But that's a great memory tool to practice. And also, if you have a grown-up that's reading this story with you, have them point to the words as I read them so that they know and you learn that print is actually what is conveying the meaning of the story. And then just have a rich discussion about the pictures on every page too. So talk to a grown-up about what you think the farmer's thinking, what you think the animals are thinking, why the animals do what they're doing. But those are all great ways to convey meaning in the story and to get a little bit more out of what you're reading and to connect with the story too. And then if you even have some more time, a fun thing to do at home would be to draw a picture of you as the farmer on the farm. What animals would you have on your farm? How would you take care of your animals? Would you let your animals in the house? Those are all great questions I would love to see the answers to. And if you want to, you can bring that picture to school with you and we would love to share it. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I can hear my tea kettle whistling, so I'm going to go have a cup of tea. And I will see you on September 5th if that's your first day or whatever your first day is that week. Have a great one, everybody. Talk to you soon.